Hey there, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of The Business of Sports with Andrew Brand. I'm Andrew Brand. We got a special edition tonight. This comes to you from the Greenbrier Resort in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. Beautiful resort in West Virginia. I've been down here hiking and biking and running and enjoying the outdoors and what it has to offer in this beautiful time of year. But I wanted to interview the guy who brings the sports teams here. That's right. Patriots have been here. Cardinals have been here. Saints have been here multiple times. And the past 2 years, including the past week, the San Francisco 49ers have come and stayed here between visits to teams back east in weeks one and two last year, two and three last year, weeks one and two this year. I thought it was fascinating that they have basically built an entire NFL training camp here to be used maybe a few weeks a year, and then for teams that are staying on the East Coast between games. It's a fascinating subject to me. I reached out. I got the vice president of marketing and sales, the guy who's recruited and got these teams to come here, and explains how it all happened. And I'll get to that right after a quick word from DraftKings, our sponsor. You know them. They're official sports betting partner of the NFL. They're kicking off this week four with a can't-miss offer. Yep. You just bet $1 on any NFL game. You get $150 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code Ross. Get $150 in free bets instantly. Just bet $1 on an NFL game. That's promo code Ross. Get $150 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required, one per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So now, without further ado, let's get to the vice president of marketing and sales for the Greenbrier Resort, responsible for recruiting so many NFL teams, NBA teams, and tennis tournaments as well. Here's Greg Furlong from the Greenbrier Sports Performance Center. Greg, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Great to be here.
Yeah, and you're a Philly guy, right? Yeah, you've heard me on WIP.
I have. I've heard you with Angelo a couple times in the morning, and I listen to WIP on my drive in and on my drive home. And so I'm a 4-for-4 guy and just a huge, especially birds.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of the birds, the 49ers were here preparing for them last week. So let's go back. How did this Sports Performance Center, which is this magnificent property right here at the Greenbrier, come to be?
Sure.
How long ago, the whole history?
Sure. So it's interesting because Sean Payton was here one summer caddying for one of his best friends, Ryan Palmer, on the PGA Tour. And so starting in 2010, we hosted a PGA golf tournament. And so 2013, he came. Ryan Palmer's caddy couldn't caddy, and so he asked his friend Sean to come. And so Coach Payton was here for a week in July and just fell in love with the surroundings, the climate, the hospitality, and really the state of West Virginia. So a couple of weeks go by, and the Saints call us and say, would you be interested in hosting training camp? And we were like, well, we're always interested in interesting ideas, but we don't have any fields. I don't know where you would practice. And he said, oh, we'll figure all that out later. And so a couple of more phone calls, and eventually our billionaire owner got in touch with their billionaire owner, Mr. Benson, and they figured it out. And a couple months later, we had three beautiful NFL caliber football fields and the 60,000 square foot Sports Performance Center that we're in now.
2013.
So that was the summer of 2013, and so we welcomed the Saints for the first of 3 years of training camp in 2014. And
wow.
So the Saints were here for 3 years for their month-long training camp. And then after that, the Houston Texans were here for 2 years. And then the New England Patriots have been here twice to do joint practices, once with the Saints and once with the Texans. And then the Cardinals were here in between back-to-back East Coast games. And then 49ers the last 2 years have come for back-to-back East Coast games.
And how did this become a thing with different teams? Is it the Saints' experience becoming well-known around the league and how good it was, and Sean Payton talking to his colleagues around
the
league?
Exactly. And so we've had enough teams here over enough years. I mean, there's a lot of movement in the NFL with coaches and assistants and players that – I believe, I don't know it for a fact, but I believe there's at least one person on every staff that has come here for either a training camp or a week-long stay in the season. And so that word just has spread throughout the NFL. We've done some aggressive prospecting. I reach out to all 32 GMs, head coaches, director of ops, director of travel every year. And so keep them up to date on what's going on. And then the day that the schedule comes out, I'm calling every West Coast team that has back-to-back East Coast games and trying to get them to stay here. And so, but again, it's the experience has been great. And that's what spreads amongst the other coaches. And then a lot of it, I mean, Bill Belichick being here twice to practice with two different teams, that brings a lot of credibility. If the Patriots are willing to come here twice over a couple of different years, their experience must be good. And so a lot of teams that I talk to are interested in that. And again, knowing that the Saints and the Texans were here for as long as they were, they know that it must have been good or else they wouldn't come back. And then again, 49ers 2 years in a row really just sends a message to all the other teams that, okay, it must be a world-class facility. And then as soon as they come here and see the facilities, it sells itself.
Yeah, I want to ask about that because you just sort of said flippantly that your billionaire owner, Governor Jim Justice, and the New Orleans Saints owner, Tom Benson, kind of got together and all these fields came up in this incredible facility that we're in.
Sure.
Just kind of appeared. How does that happen? What was this space? How did it turn into such an incredible performance center?
Sure. So I can say it very flippantly because I wasn't the one moving the dirt and building
yeah.
it. It took a lot of people almost working around the clock to get it done and get it to where it is now. The original plan was a large medical complex in this whole facility. And so for several years after the Justice family bought it, it was just a field and some hills. And so they leveled it out. And so the long-term plan was a medical complex, with the sports part really being the last part that was going to be completed. And then as soon as the Saints called, that sort of pushed the sports performance area to the forefront and got us going, and got that section of it going first. And so it took many contractors, subcontractors. I mean, it was an incredible effort, almost round the clock, 7 days a week to move enough dirt to get it ready. And the big thing was the first thing we had to do was get the grass planted so that by the time they came next the following summer, it was in perfect NFL condition.
More with Greg Furling of the Greenbrier in a minute. Quick word from Keeps.com. You know, 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35. There's more than 50 million people, men in the U.S., suffer from male pattern baldness. There's only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss, and Keeps offers both. It's a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair low cost. It's just $10 a month, what they start at. Generic versions, discreet packaging, more 5-star reviews than any competitors. So prevention's key, so start fast. It can take 4 to 6 months, so act now. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/BOS. That's BOS for Business of Sports. Receive your first month of treatment free. That's keeps.com/BOS. Get your first month free, keeps.com/BOS. Now back to our interview at the Greenbrier Sports Performance Center with Greg Furlong.
Must have been quite a cost. And when I bring up cost, I also think about the cost for the teams and the cost of having the teams. Are you having the teams at the expense of not having other guests in the property, in the resort? And, you know, you don't have to tell me the exact numbers,
sure.
But is it a financial gain for you? Is it a financial loss? Is it not important in terms of what you get out of bringing these teams in, the publicity, et cetera?
Sure. So we value that just as any business evaluates the P&L of each piece of business. And so we look at it. We also put a huge value on the marketing side of it. The amount of media and the amount of press that we get when a team is here is, it's tough to put an exact dollar amount on it, but it's a huge amount. The NFL is a marketing machine, and we love being part of that. And so it may displace a few of our leisure guests or our normal corporate or association groups, but the press that we get out of it far outweighs any of that displacement. And so, yeah, it whenever a team calls, and again, we offer them competitive pricing. I mean, it's similar to what we would offer any other corporate or association group, they're doing their meals, they're doing everything, and so it's definitely a win-win. A lot of the teams that come that don't want to go back West Coast and they want to stay East Coast, they view it as a huge benefit. One, they don't have to pay for the flight all the way back and then back East Coast, plus the savings on their body with the time adjustments and the time changes. That's been key, and as teams become more in tune and players become more in tune with their bodies, there's more and more research showing that's beneficial to stay in the same time zone.
How about food? I know so well what these guys can eat.
They eat a lot, yes.
Do you have separate dining for them? Do you actually, for lack of a better word, sequester the teams in a different part of the hotel than the normal resort? Or have
Sure.
Them-
so the resort has 700 total rooms, and teams on average need about 200 rooms a night. And so we have the West Virginia wing of the resort where we put the players and the high security individuals that's a little bit more of an isolated area of the building. And so we'll put them there. And then the meals, each team's done the meals a little bit differently. And so they typically eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, and they call it a snack at 9 o'clock at night. It's for anybody else, it's another dinner.
I remember.
And so they, so some of them will do some of those meals over here at the Sports Performance Center, or some will do them at the building, in the building at the resort. It really just depends on their scheduling, which day of the week, where they are with their off days and that kind of thing.
And in terms of them, quote unquote, mixing with the regular resort guests, is that just determined by their coaches and their leadership, whether they want to integrate or do they sort of stay apart?
And that's been interesting to see how each organization's a little bit different. When they're here for training camp, it's much more of a business trip, it seems like. You've got 90% of the guys trying to make the team. The 10% of them are set. They're not going to get cut. But the rest of them, it's a business trip. I mean, they're here to make the team and make sure that they're on the roster. When they're here during back-to-back East Coast games, it's a little bit more casual. I mean, these are grown men. These are adults. And so take out COVID, all those restrictions that we had last year and this year, it becomes a little bit more flexible. They'd have their off days here just like they would at home. And so they don't put as many parameters on where they can go, when they can be there. And so it's their off day. And so they can – a lot of them play golf, a lot of them go to the spa, sit around the pool. I mean, they're using the resort's amenities and – ownership and coaches, not so much coaches, but leadership, and they're using the amenities as well.
Golfers, have you seen some interesting golfers?
We get a good amount of clubs shipped ahead of their arrival, and we use shipsticks and send them back. And again, if training camp, not as much during the week. There's several guys on each team that we've had that are pretty passionate golfers, and they'll take advantage of our world-class courses here.
Any anecdotes? You talked about Belichick, Shanahan, Peyton. any things that stands out from all these experiences, little nuggets from each team?
I'm just amazed because as a huge NFL fan, I'm just amazed at how every team behaves very differently. They all need the same things, but there's few things that some of them want differently than the others. And so that's been amazing. And they really do seem to take the personality of the head coach. Mm. So the more serious the head coach, the more serious the week is and their visit is here. And so that's been interesting to see how, again, they all need the field, they all need the training equipment, they all need the food, but it's the other time that they're here that has been interesting to see how it's used.
There was an article last week about the 49ers being here that was the headline, not the article, seemed to indicate that the injuries, you know, the 49ers were having all these injuries a year ago between the Jets and Giants games, and then they come in here last week with injuries from the Detroit game going into Philadelphia. As you know, that headline sort of indicates somehow the Greenbrier was had some part in the injuries, but of course that was debunked by a lot of people saying that.
It was. We appreciate all the comments that followed that headline. We were a little disappointed in the headline, I'm not going to lie. Thought it was a little inappropriate just because it was well documented that these injuries occurred
at the game.
At the game. Right. And so, and we helped them get better. We helped them rehab. And so no significant injuries have happened here while the 49ers were here. And so I'll leave it at that. We were a little disappointed, and we appreciate everyone sticking up for the resort and saying, no, that's inappropriate. And it's purely coincidental that some of the guys got hurt. It's the NFL, and injuries are part of the game.
You know, it's as I'm listening to you, it's a great business model. It just seems to me, has there been this before? Like, when West Coast teams had two back-to-back games before all this,
mm-hmm.
what is there a history of, I should know this, you know, covering the league like I do.
Sure.
Of teams finding, I think 49ers stayed in Youngstown, Ohio back in the day
mm-hmm.
with their owner from DeBartolo's from there.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you know?
Yeah, there's some teams will use colleges.
Colleges.
If they've got connections to colleges, they'll use their facilities. So that's who we've competed with on some teams over the years that since we've had our facility. A couple of teams have decided to go to colleges. They don't prefer that because they use the facilities, but then they have to transport back and forth to a hotel, and sometimes that can be far.
Right.
IMG in Florida is probably the property, the facility that we compete with the most. And so that's if people want to be in the South and in the warmer climates and in the later on in the season, that's where some of the teams will go. But again, they don't have a hotel or a property, I don't believe. And so there's a little bit of a commute there. And so those are the two that really accommodate the teams in the past.
Right. More from this fascinating interview with Greg about how these sports teams are operating here at the Greenbrier in a minute. First, a word from AutoZone. If you're looking for more stopping power from your brakes, go with Duralast Elite Brake Pads. And they're exclusively at AutoZone. We know Duralast parts are proven tough, but Duralast Elite is on another level. They're 3 times longer than the typical Duralast pad. That's good news, especially if you find yourself in a lot of stop-and-go traffic, which I do around the city, or if you typically drive with heavier loads in your car. They've got this fancy protective hex pattern. Protects your pad, your rotor from excessive wear, keeps them performing longer. It means you'll have smoother, safer, quieter stops. You won't have to worry about your brakes grinding down at all. Since AutoZone has 6,000 locations nationwide, you'll have no problem picking up a set when you need them most. The future of stopping starts with Duralast Elite Brake Pads, only at AutoZone. Now back to finish up our interview at the Greenbrier Sports Performance Center, Greg Furlong. Greg, this is really interesting. I want to pivot away from the NFL. How about other sports? You know, we were here last summer,
mm-hmm.
World Team Tennis.
Sure.
What an incredible experience. Our son was an intern with them.
Okay.
And seeing all these players around the hotel in the middle of COVID mixing, and they were all kind of bubbled here for the 3 weeks. How did that one come about?
So that came about. We were very well connected in the tennis industry. And,
yeah.
And so one of our tennis pros and some of our sporting club members are very closely knit with the tennis community, and they knew they wanted to start and end their season in the same facility. And really, they were one of the first leagues to create a bubble, and they love the facility. They love the Greenbrier because we're on 11,000 acres. We're in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. And so they were able to create that bubble and keep everybody in it. I think they only had one person leave the bubble. And so it was a tremendous success. It proved to a lot of the other leagues, the larger leagues, that it can be done and it can be done safely. And so we were thrilled to be a part of that. And that was right after we reopened.
Yeah.
We weren't sure how our business was going to return. And so it was the perfect sort of way to dip our toes back into a big group. And then we were very fortunate because our leisure guests came back extremely quickly. And so it was the perfect balance of group, leisure, and then the media exposure. That World Team Tennis had far more exposure on a national scale than I realized.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us realized. And so we were on CBS Sports and on ESPN. I mean, it was a fantastic event and really got us back into doing what we do, and that's welcoming guests. And our owner is a huge sports fan. He's the governor is a gigantic sports fan. So anything to do with sports, He is all for it, and he's the coach of the girls, the local girls varsity basketball team, and so that's why when any of these sporting opportunities come up, he's all in. And so,
yeah.
And as a sports fan myself, it's fun to be a part of all that.
Yeah, and what about other sports? I mean, I know last year was the year of the bubble. We saw Disney host the NBA and the WNBA in Bradenton, I believe. And have you reached out? Is it the goal is to attract other sports? Or just whatever comes?
Yeah, it's. I mean, so we're actually talking to an event that's a couple years in the future about possibly using the facilities, which would be great. We love the NFL model. We love that week long stay. That works really well for us and for our normal business of weekends are super busy. Midweek is not as busy, and so it's a perfect way to fill in the midweek. And then again, the exposure that the NFL gets is great. So we love that. We are very protective of the fields. I mean, they're beautiful fields, and we want to make sure that if we are going to risk them to overuse, it's got to be worth it for us. And so we've had some local high schools want to play soccer games on.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
And it's just tough to say yes. We let almost everybody use the artificial field that we have here. That's much more durable. But the grass fields, we really protect. One event that we did do for a couple of years was called the West Virginia Showdown. It was a youth football tournament the weekend before Thanksgiving. And so we weren't too worried. We knew an NFL team wasn't going to come after that. And so we were able to use the fields for Pop Warner age kids. And they loved it. It was an incredible experience for them. It turned what historically is the slowest weekend of the year, that weekend before Thanksgiving, turned it into a sold out weekend.
Wow. And
so we've done that. We've had an MLS team come here for a couple of days. We've had a variety of different things. But NFL seems to be that niche that.
Yeah. And tucked away here in the corner of West Virginia.
Sure.
Doesn't seem to be a problem. Right.
It doesn't. We're very fortunate that we have a 7,000 foot runway right in Lewisburg, which is about 15 minutes away, and so it can accept pretty much any type of aircraft. And so the teams love that because they don't have to transfer real far, and so that's a blessing to have that runway 15 minutes away.
Now I look out on the fields. I see stands. Are all these NFL teams available for public viewing or no?
No, when they're here during the week, they're much more private.
Yeah.
49ers this year brought some media in, and they were allowed to watch stretching and warm-ups. But then as soon as practice started, they escorted the media off. Those stands are primarily for when we had the training camp, and then we had WVU's Blue Gold game.
Okay.
They were working on their stadium, and so had to relocate that. And so we had their spring game here, which was great. And so the stands were full for that.
Yeah, a Blue Gold game. It seemed like
it was a big deal. Yeah.
How many does that hold up right here?
I think all the seats combined, it's just about 3,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the protecting the fields, I would think you'd get a lot of requests, especially locally, like, can we use your fields?
We do. And we do accommodate as much as we can, but we have to make sure that the weather's right and that if our superintendent is worried about the fields being severely damaged, then we relocate the game or the event down to the artificial field.
Well, this has been great. Any future plans, any future NFL teams locked in? Obviously you don't know the schedule for 2022 yet. Any future goals for this performance center?
Sure. The goal is to get another team here for training camp, and so we're talking starting next year to use it for the month long training camp. So we're in talks with a few teams there. And then again, as soon as that schedule comes out, we want to be first in line. We want to be in the position where the teams are requesting the NFL to schedule them back to back East Coast games.
I don't even know that. Does that happen just organically? I think the owners probably request that.
I think you can request. I don't know the official process, but I do think you can request if you have two East Coast games on your schedule that they be back-to-back because I think, again, I don't know this for certain, but the competition committee realizes that it's tough to go East Coast.
Competitive balance.
There was there were some good stats there for several years of West Coast teams playing at a 1 o'clock start on Sunday.
Right.
Didn't have the best record. And so I think when they can make those accommodations, they do.
Yeah. And then with the 49ers, you know, they seem to have good experience. Mm-hmm. And I think Jed York, the owner, actually tweeted something about doing it. Yeah. So you would think, A, they would get that back-to-back situation again in the East next year, and they'd want to come here.
Absolutely. So. We have no reason to think that they wouldn't. We've got an incredible relationship with them. They are a first-class organization from top to bottom. They are an absolute joy to have here. Our staff and team members love having them here, and I mean they are first class, absolutely.
Well, I don't like them this week. They're playing my Packers.
Oh, well, I didn't like them last week when they beat the Eagles. Yeah. So yeah, it was painful.
Yeah,
that was a tough week. I had to all week. They know I'm an Eagles fan.
Oh so yeah,
all week I wore my 49ers cufflinks and had the flags flying, and then 1 o'clock Sunday they knew I had my green and black on. So.
Well, this has been great, Greg. Anything else you want to add about this incredible center that I'm lucky enough to take a tour of now after we're done?
Yeah, I'd love to show you, and I just appreciate the opportunity to be with you, Andrew. And any questions that any of your listeners have, feel free to reach out to me.
Yeah, and it's fascinating. I wanted to do this while I'm here because it did create a lot of intrigue, not the negativity about the injuries, mm-hmm. but just, wow, 49ers are doing this, and how cool.
Sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
And just, I'm aware because I grew up coming here with my family for vacation, what a neat place this is. But I never in my childhood envisioned this as a quote unquote training camp for NFL teams.
Right.
So it's great. Yeah. So it all started with Sean Payton.
It did. He was the one that had the vision and called us. And
here we are.
Here we are. Yeah.
Greg, thanks for being on the podcast. It's been very informative, and I'm sure our listeners will love this.
Perfect. Thank you, man. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Hope you enjoyed that. I know there's a lot of stuff out there that Greg talked about the Greenbrier and something that was causing injuries, even though teams came in there with injuries. He answered it well. He talked about how this all came to be with Sean Payton. It was really interesting. One thing he said off interview that I thought was fascinating, he gave me permission to share it with you. When the Patriots were here at the Greenbrier, Bill Belichick made sure they sat down for the historical tour of the bunkers. Now, the bunkers were established by President Eisenhower, who wanted a safe location if things went, I don't know, apocalyptic in Washington, D.C., and he established these bunkers where government could relocate underneath the Greenbrier. They're still here. So there are and always bunker tours and historical lectures about the bunkers. Interesting that he talked about Belichick, how he made the players sit and listen to the bunker tour and how they were enwrapped by the information, especially he talked about Brady and Gronkowski, how they were so interested in hearing about what was happening here that they actually have a facility which they could move government operations in case all hell broke loose in Washington, D.C. Fascinating interview. I hope you enjoyed listening to Greg. And this unique setting here at the Greenbrier. We'll look for more teams. You know he's working on someone coming here for training camp in 2022 as well. All started with Sean Payton. How about that? That'll do it for this week's edition of The Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt. Thanks to producer Brian Neal. Thanks to musical producer Sam Brandt. As always, you can sign up for my newsletter. Get it every Sunday free to your inbox, andrew-brandt.com. Twitter, Andrew Brandt, Instagram, Andrew Brandt 2, Clubhouse, ADB719, and Apple Podcast rankings and comments are always appreciated. We think we have a unique podcast here. Hope you agree. I'll be back next week with another edition of The Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.